Hello there, is it possible if I could please speak to Jason Harrison, please?
Speaking.
Hi Jason, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today, darling, from MMA Legal, and the call's regarding your application that you've made for your time that you've received in care.
Yeah.
So you've come through to me today just to make sure we have got the correct information on the system for you. I'll have a brief conversation and then I can get your case submitted off for you today. Is that okay with you, darling?
Fine, thank you.
No problem whatsoever. Now, first things first, before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, never ever do we expect you to get evidence or anything like that. That everything that we state from you, you will be receiving an entitlement. It's not the case of you clutching at straws. We just need a bit of a brief statement to see what you have dealt with, and then from that we will do our job by locating your files, darling, okay?
Okay.
So we have Jason Harrison. Is there any other names that I should have down for you at all, or any nicknames at all, darling?
My middle name, Dustine, D-U-S-T-I-N-E.
D-U-S-T-I-N-E. And have you ever been known by the name Dustine, or do you ever get called Jay or anything like that at all?
No, Jason.
Jason, no problem whatsoever, darling. And can I please ask you for your current door number, so the door number you live at the moment?
12.
And what's your postcode for me, please, sir?
IV361AF.
Perfect, thank you so much for that one. A for Alpha, F for Foxtrot.
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem. And could I also please ask you, sir, in regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
Terminal illnesses?
Yeah.
No.
No problem. And what's your date of birth for me, please, sir?
24th of March,
1973. So I'm just going to check something for you. Just give me a second.
Okay.
So if I am correct, is your age 53 at the moment, sir?
Yeah, I don't look it, but that's
you don't sound it either, don't worry. You're as young as you feel. That's what my nana always told me. And can I ask you, we've got an email on here, it's jasonharrison@gmail.com, is that correct, darling?
That's the one, yeah.
Perfect. Can I ask you what your parents was called? Do you remember the name of your parents?
My mother was Constance.
Constance.
And my father was William. Both Harrison.
Perfect, no problem. And Dad, William. Harrison? And could I also ask you, when you was in care, did you have any other siblings that were sent into care at the same time as you at all?
Yes.
And what was your siblings called?
William and Mark and my half-sister, Eileen.
Eileen. And again, did all of them have the same surname as Harrison?
No, my sister had a surname, Hay.
Perfect.
She's now married.
No problem. That's just so when we locate your account, we know we've got the correct person when they've got your siblings and your parents' names wrote down there, darling, okay?
Yeah.
When you was actually taken to care, do you remember the address where you was living at the time? If not the address, the area?
No. I think my mother stayed in Banff.
Banff?
Aberdeenshire. I've only met my father once. That was when I was about 21 years old. And he was an arsehole. But
I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm just going to get down here, Aberdeenshire. You think you remember, but do not worry. And let me just have a look here for you. Could I also ask you, what was the age where you remember being placed in care? What age do you first remember being taken to care, darling?
Day one, I think.
So was that from, like, the age of being a baby?
Yeah.
Been in and out of care since birth.
No, I was always in care till I was 16.
Till around 16 years of age, no problem. And can I ask you, what was your first memories of the care home that you remember? So the care home that you remember being in, or what care home was you receiving abuse in, should I say?
The first children's home I was in was in Bucky, called Clydeville, CLYDEVILLE, Queen Street, Bucky, Aberdeenshire.
In Bucky, Aberdeenshire. And how old would you say you was that you when you remember being here?
Bay City Rollers were on the charts. So maybe 1975, 76. I was in the girls' room because it was the only place I had a cot.
Bless you. So where he was at a young age, he was placed in a dorm with women as they had a cot. And can I ask you, when you started to remember your own memories of care, what care home do you remember being in?
Clydeville, Queen Street, Bucky.
Okay, so you was here from around, do you remember being here around 2-3 years of age? And how long was you here for that you remember?
I thought I was about 6, 7, primary one.
No problem. And also, so when you were around 7 years old and you got placed into another care home, what was the care home that you was popped in then?
Culbin Road, C-U-L-B-I-N, Road, Forest, Murrayshire.
Murrayshire. And how old, and so you were there from around 7 years of age, and how long was you here for, roughly?
Well, I was about 10.
Till around 10, no problem. And then after here, where did you get popped, darling?
I got placed in an adoption placement in Aberdeen with a really horrible couple.
Aberdeen with a horrible couple. Do you remember the couple's name at all, darling?
Thomas and Elizabeth Belka. It's a Polish name. B-E-L-K-A.
Belka, thank you so much for that. And how long was you here for, roughly?
About a year, maybe.
No problem. And then where was you placed after here, darling?
I got placed in a children's home in Inveroonie, Cobble Hall, C-O-B-L-E-H-A-U-G-H.
And what area was that in, darling?
Port Elphinstone, Inveroonie.
No problem. And could you spell Inveroonie for me, please, if you could?
Inveroonie.
Thank you so much for all that. And how long was you here for, roughly?
I think I was there for about 3 years.
Around 3 years. And is that the last place you was, or did you get placed elsewhere?
No, I got moved back to Culbin Road in Forest.
And then you got...
I was there for about a year. And then I was placed in a secure unit in Montrose, Rossi Farm.
Oh, sorry. Let me get that. I've heard of Rossi Farm, so you've been in Culbin Forest for around a year and then moved to Rossi Farm. And how? So you moved to Rossi Farm. Let me just get that here. So you was in Culbin for around about 3 years. So at the age of around 14, you were placed in Culbin Road for around a year. And then from there, you was then moved on to Rossi Farm.
Yes.
And is that where you spent your last days?
No, I was moved to another children's home in Elgin.
How long was you at Rossi Farm for?
About just over a year, I think.
A year? No problem. Then was moved to...
Andrew Thompson House. Duffus Road, Elgin. D-U-F-F-U-S.
Thank you so much for that. And that's in Elgin. No problem.
Yeah.
And how long, and was that the last place you was before you was then off on your own?
Yeah. It's pretty much when I was 16, I got a job and shown the door. I got lodgings.
Bless you.
And here
so
I am.
What I'm going to get on here for you is I'm just going to get a brief statement saying clients have always been in the care from a young... Do you know why you were sent to care at all, darling?
Place of safety.
place of safety, not safe to film.
My mother was an alcoholic, a chronic piss head.
Sorry to hear that.
She stopped drinking for 20 years before her death.
And did you get to build that relationship back with her again?
Yeah. I mean,
that's
why I got put into a secure unit, because I kept on running away to my mum's house. I just wanted to stay home with my mum.
Go back to your mum. Can we get that on here? His first memory was being taken away from family, and this has affected him ever since. As he was young, he didn't understand why he was taken from them, and no one comforted him or explained anything. Now, I understand. So let me just get here. So let me get on here for you. You was first placed in Bucky in Aberdeenshire. Let me just get that down here.
Yeah.
So he first remembers being placed in Bucky, Queen Street, Aberdeenshire, home from young, and remembers being here for around 6 years. Now, I understand, obviously, you're not going to remember everything from here because you was very, very young from the get-go, but when you did start to remember memories from being in the place of Seville Queen Street in Bucky, what was your memories from here, darling?
Well, I mean, I was just, I think I'm preschool, you know, I don't know what it's called, preschool. I remember soiling myself. I must have been dying for a dump that had an accident, and what torture, I got put in a cold bath. And I remember the member of staff saying, I'm not paid to do this. I'm thinking about it now. Yes, you are.
Well, they definitely are, and not only that, you're a child at that time, and of course they don't know what you've been dealing with at home as well. They should be comforting you to feel, and they put you in a cold bath, and let me just get that here, haven't they? Did you ever get abused here in regards to did they ever lay any hands on you, or was it mostly like mental torture here?
No, they never hit me in the hand, but I was sexually abused by another child that was in the children's home.
Do you remember what he was called at all?
It was a girl, and I can't remember her name.
Was she older than you?
Yeah.
And did it happen on more than one occasion?
Oh, yeah.
In regards to the staff here, did the staff ever leave you out? Do you remember any of the names of the staff at all?
No, I can't remember.
Don't worry, that's not... Honestly, I understand I'm asking for a lot here from you, so thank you for so much. You have given me a lot of information just from your time in here.
I think the officer in charge's name was Mrs. Flett. FLETT.
This is that. I don't remember. And then from this time, darling, you was then placed into the care of, for around 7 years of age, you was then placed in Colbin Road, Forest Murray Shire, around 7 years of age, so you was around 10, charging here. Then I was... Stop. Then I was placed in Bucky, Edward Street home, and that's in Bucky, Aberdeenshire, and this was at around
the age of around 10.
And what was your memories from here, darling, from being in Civil Queen Street?
Clydeville, I remember getting driven by a social worker, Gordon Sinclair, with two bags, with my two brothers, from Clydeville to move to Forest Children's Home, Colburn Road.
And when you got here, did anybody make you feel comfortable? What was it like when you got here?
It was all right, you know. I mean, the only problem I had was at school, you know, parents' nights and everything, you know. I couldn't go to parents' nights and everything. Why you not come to parents' nights? Where's your mum and dad?
Yeah.
You used to call me a homo. You know, I got a lot of abuse from other kids, you know, but kids are kids, you know.
Yeah, it's not on at all.
I can't remember getting abused there. I mean, I occasionally got a slobber in the arse, you know, smart for misbehaving.
It's been regular. In regards to your bedroom or anything, did you ever get locked away from anyone? What was the punishments like while she was in here?
I used to get sent up my bed early. I shared a room with a boy called Graham Steele. And I kind of vaguely remember him putting his hands up under the blankets and that. And he was caught doing it.
Did any of the teachers ever make you feel uncomfortable in any way? Would they ever, in regards to showers or anything like that, was everything fine there? Did they keep you locked in anything like cells or anything like that, or food?
No, that was all right.
No problem. This wasn't... You were... Let me just get that on here for you. And then at around 10 years of age, is that when you went into your adoption unit, darling?
Yeah. And that was horrible. I met these people twice. And then it was decided, do you like them? I thought, oh, they're all right. No, I'd only met them twice. And then it was decided that they were going to adopt me.
And then, of course, taking away from your siblings here as well.
Yep. To Bridget Dawn in Aberdeen.
And that was in Aberdeen. It was a horrible couple. The name was called Thomas and Elizabeth Belker. And yes. For around a year, I was placed with these instantly. Did they ever used to hit you at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, the man, Thomas, he worked offshore. And when he went away offshore, Liz just changed. She used to chase me up the stairs with her slipper and knock my arse. No, and then when Thomas came back onshore, it was different. Everything was good.
Everything was good. Let me just get on that. Her boy, Elizabeth, had beaten the slippers.
No, and they expected me to change my name. I was 10 years old. I knew my name was Jason Harrison. And I was there for about 2 weeks. When are you going to start calling us mum and dad? And I was like, well, you're not my mum and dad. Well, we are now. So I was kind of forced into calling them mum and dad. I knew I had brothers and sisters. I knew they weren't my parents, you know, and everyone broke down there. And I was put to Cobble Hall, Children's Home in Inverurie.
Which can I ask you, did Elizabeth ever be sexually assault you in any way, shape or form? Or
no, just physical.
A bit physical. No problem. No problem here. Did they make sure that you was, did Elizabeth make sure you was eating when Thomas was away, or did she lock you in the room at any time or keep you secluded?
No, nothing like that.
It was just case of them pushing you around and hitting you.
Just get up to her bedroom when Coronation Street was on.
Yeah.
And she used to chase me up the stairs with a shoe or a slipper. I didn't have any, I didn't know the difference, you know, I didn't know if that was what happened in family settings, you know, because I'd never actually been in a family setting. I thought everyone was, that's the way it is.
Sorry to hear that. And then let me just get that on here for you. And then after here, you was then placed into children's home, Cobble Hoof in Inverurie, at around 11 years of age for about 3 years.
Yeah.
I ran away from here. Was put in another children's home. around 3 years. And can I ask you, when you was in Cobble Hoof home, what happened here?
Yes, I was sexually abused by another resident. His name was Stephen Gresham, G-R-E-S-H-A-M.
By Stephen Gresham.
And I was threatened if I tell anybody, I was going to get the shit kicked out of me. And it was all older boys, you know, I was 10, 11. They were all 14, 15, 16-year-olds.
And is it the case where they'd come into your room at night, or would they push you into their room?
Oh, it was a shared room.
We have to share the room. Do you remember any staff members' names here?
Sorry?
Do you remember any staff members' names here?
Yes, thinking about it now, you know, I never thought none of it at the time. There was a staff member called Paul Morrell, M-O-R-R-E-L. And he, when I went for a bath, he demanded that the door was left open. No, I was a shy little boy, you know. I didn't want him looking at me in the bath, but his excuse was health and safety. He used to come in and he used to ogle me.
what was the punishments being here, darling? If you was naughty or anything, would they hit you with the belt? Would they hit you with the shoe? Would they keep you in rooms?
Yeah, they used to lock me in my room. I used to climb out my bedroom window and shimmy across onto a smaller roof. That's when things started to go really bad in my life.
So sorry to hear that. That's a really thoughtful one. And when they caught you climbing out your window, what would happen?
Just used to put me in another room. Lock me in the room. You can come down for your tea. Then you're going back up to your room. And this is 40 years ago, you know. Over 40 years ago. You know, some of the staff, I don't even know if they're still going to be alive.
Don't worry. It's the government that will be refunding this anyway, because they're the ones that have actually done the neglect as well. I was able to get to. And I'm assuming when you was locked away for climbing out your windows, is that kind of a relief at the same time, so you wasn't having to share a room with Stephen that night?
No, I used to hate it. I despised that, Stephen.
Bless you. So sorry to hear that.
But I always had the threat of violence against me. Oh, I'm just an 11-year-old little boy. But if I told anybody, then I'd get a hiding.
Do you ever remember any staff members hitting you or anything here?
No, not in Cobble Hall.
Here for you. And that went on for around 2 or 3 years till you was around the age of 13, 14.
Yeah. 13.
No problem. And then at the age of 13, let me just get this on here for you. You was then placed into Rossi Farm, is that correct?
No, I was moved back to Colburn Road in Forres.
Oh, yes, sorry, let me just get that on here for you. Give me 1 second. Then placed in Colburn Road Forest for around a year. Yep, so then anyway.
I kept on running away. I wanted to go and stay with my mum. But every time I ran away, you know, the police would pick me up, take me straight back. And I got a few kickings off the police.
So when you was placed in Corbin Road, when you first went back there, was they all right with you when you got there, or did the abuse start again straight away with the name calling and things like that?
No. I mean, some of the members of staff were quite abusive towards me. One member of staff, an ex-police sergeant, Kevin Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, he used to, you know, put my arms up my back, punch me in the guts, wind me. So I ran away.
I've heard of this member before.
Sorry?
I've heard of him before by another customer. Right. And I've heard of the same situation that he would do to somebody else with the arm situation. Somebody told me that they couldn't feel their arms properly for a long few years after that.
Yeah, I'm not lying about what happened to me. I'm just glad
no,
that somebody's listening to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And not only that, like you say, you think it's just you, but I've spoke to so many people over the last few months that I've named the same places, the same people, and it is unfortunate that it went on for as long as it did. Now, what I can reassure you with is we will do our very best to make sure we get you the maximum amount that we possibly can. I understand no money will take away what you've had to deal with, but I can reassure you we will get you the justice that you deserve. Now, what I'm also going to do on here for you, who would make you breakfast, let me just have a look here. In regards to Kevin Brennan, was there any other staff members that would make you feel uncomfortable here?
No, just him.
No, no problem. And that's when you started to run away back to Mum's house, but
yep.
was caught by the police and again had a beating of
Is pulling to a bypass on the road. Just get him in the back of the van or in the back seat of the car. Wind me. You know, they never just hit in the face. It was always the guts or the legs.
Bless you. Making me wind me and shit in my legs. And then, is that when they then place you in Rossy Farm?
Yes, place of safety, apparently. But it was a living nightmare, Rossy Farm.
I've
was assaulted by
well.
Other children. I was the only child from up north. You know, everybody else was from Dundee, Glasgow, Perth. You know, I was in with rapists and murderers. I never killed anybody.
Bless you. Let me get that here. I was just up Chatham North only.
And I can name the member of staff from Rossy Farm who really did hurt me.
Yep, yeah, and I will never...
Made me nearly pass out by strangling me.
What's he called?
Ronnie Ferns. Ferns.
And his first name was Ronnie?
Ronnie, yeah. Mr. Ferns. We have to call him Mr., you know. Mr. or Mrs.
What other memories have you got from in here, darling? What would the children do?
They used to beat me up. Call me a sheep shagger because I was up from up north, you know?
Did they ever keep you locked in anything like a cellar or anything like that here? Or did they ever keep you locked away in your in your bedroom at any times?
Rossy Farm. Every night you walk
yep.
in.
Did you ever get to go home
exactly
from here?
Like a prison, but for children. You know, they had bars on the windows. There was no escape from here. Or I would have tried it.
Bless you, yeah. And can I ask you, did you ever get sexually assaulted here in any way, shape or form?
Not in Rossy Farm, no.
No, what?
Just Cobble Hall.
Okay. Do you have any other memories from Rossy Farm that you want me to get jotted down here for you, darling?
No, I've not got any pleasant memories of Rossy Farm.
Don't worry. Let me get that down here. I have no pleasant memories from this place. I have no pleasant memories
It was a living hell. It was horrific. That's the only words I can describe Rossi Farm.
Bless you. And then I do believe, if I am correct speaking with you earlier, you was then, after Rossi Farm, you was then moved on to Andrew Thompson House, where you then stayed up until you turned the age of 16.
Yes. And I remember getting nearly knocked out by a member of staff at Gordonston, you know, the posh school.
Yeah.
Right. They used to let us use their indoor football pitch on a Monday or a Tuesday night. And I was playing football and hacked one of the members of staff, and he punched, bloodied my nose. I thought, I'm going to complain about this. And I complained to the officer in charge of Andrew Thompson House. He was like, leave it in my hands, I'll deal with it. Nothing happened. And his name was Stephen Patterson. Or Mr. Patterson is what they address him.
Awesome. Mr. Patterson. And did any sexual assault happen in here, darling?
No.
No problem. Let me get that down here.
Just Cobble Hall and Clydeville.
Is that here? Is it here? What? Did you ever, what was the punishments in this place, sir? Did you ever, again, did they ever watch you while she was washing? Did they ever force you to eat things you didn't like, or would you ever go to bed hungry?
In Rossi Farm, it was like a row of five showers. You have to go in and share with other boys. You know, I used to hide my private parts, you know. And everybody would laugh at me. You know, here's me, 14-year-old boy, Baldy Willie, everybody laughing at me.
Made
me feel really self-conscious and, you know, embarrassed, because I wasn't fully developed. I was still a child. I hated Rossi Farm. I absolutely despised it. It was horrific. That's the only word I can think of to describe it, you know. I can't understand why I was put there as a place of safety, you know, because I kept on running away to stay with my mum. That's why I wanted to stay with my mum, you know, but she was a pisshead. She wasn't fit to look after me. So the social worker said.
And the social worker should have checked on where they was placing you. In regards to when you was at the care of, do you know, the Saint... Let me just have a look here. So when you was in Andrew Thompson House, can I ask you, whilst you was here, do you remember any other staff members, or do you remember them abusing any other children that you would witness?
No, it was just that one occasion. I used to get held down and, you know, arm up my back, dragged upstairs and locked in my bedroom.
So what I've done is I've taken enough information that I possibly can from you regarding this time in care. Now, I do appreciate the conversations that you've been having with me, because it is very hard for you to relive this. What I can promise you from my end, I'm going to retype this. I'm going to emphasise everything that we have discussed today, and I'm going to make sure that we get your case submitted over for you right away. Now, I'm also going to get that submitted off today. Now, we can't give you a value of your claim, Jason, as each case is different. But what I can tell you is you will be looking at an average of $48,000 minimum, as that is where the claims will start from. Now, the case
can I just say something?
Yeah.
The money will be handy, you know. I want an apology.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say to you. No money will ever take away what you've had to deal with. But I can reassure you now, we will get you some justice and we will make them face the truth, basically. Now, a lot of these have recently been convicted because of the cases that have gone against them as well. So what we can do towards the end of the process, if either of these are still alive, we will let you know if any of them have been convicted and things like that, just so you are aware of the next steps. Now, what I'm also going to do for you, sir, is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp from my personal work mobile number. So if you have any questions over the next few weeks, whilst your case is ongoing, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I can let you know where your case is up to, darling, okay?
How long do you think it'll take?
Let me just have a look for you. Let me just see here. I'll do that for you and I will bob you a message over. Right, you don't have WhatsApp, do you? Now, what I do need from you is I need a bit of help at the moment because I've just sent you a document over to your email and it would have come through to you on a text message as well. Would you just go on your text messages for me and see if there's a link there for me, please?
I don't know how to work my phone. My girlfriend does all my technology stuff. No, she's not. She'll be up after EastEnders.
But do you have a number for her where I can give her a call? Just so I can explain to her what she can need, what she can do for me, and I can get it over to her for you right away.
I'm sure the last time I spoke to somebody, they took her number down.
Yeah, it's because we will use her as a next of kin as well. So if anything happens to you whilst this claim's going through, then it will be her that will be receiving the money on your behalf.
Yes, her name is Joanna Naan, as in naan bread, N-A-A-N.
No problem, we get that on here for you. Joanna.
And I don't know her phone number. I've got it written. I've got it on my phone, but I don't know how to work my phone when I'm speaking to you.
Don't worry. So what I'll do, if I pop this phone down now, if you can write her number down for me and I'll call you back in 5 minutes, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right, darling, I'll do that now and then I'll call you back, okay?
Right, I've got a bit of paper, I've got a pen.
No problem.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.